Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This month I'm praying for you from the Holy Land, and that's such an amazing thing to just have that opportunity to do that. Today we are in Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13 in the English Standard Version of the Bible, ESV, and this is what it says. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from the east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Jesus, I'm so thankful for another day of life. And the fact that I just read that scripture that happened in the town I put my feet on today was so amazing to me. Got to see the synagogue where that was. I got to see the foliage of the area. I got to see a millstone there, and I got to see the very place where this conversation took place. So thank you for that. You are real, Jesus. And for those who are doubting today, I pray that you would increase our faith. We desperately need to know that you are real, that you see us, that you take note of us, that you are the God who made the heavens and the earth, the seas, the mountains, the rivers. You made it all. You created this world. You created us. And you sent your Son to die for us so that we could have fellowship with you forever. Not only that, you heal people. You heal us of our sins. You heal us of our pain. I can't even list the amount of things that you've healed me from over the years. I am eternally grateful for you, Lord. And thank you for the faith of this centurion who understood authority. He knew that as a centurion, he had the authority to say, "Do this," and it would happen. And he understood that, Jesus, you were someone under authority. You were under the authority of God. He knew that when you said something, it would be accomplished. It would be done. So help us to have that kind of faith, to know that you have that kind of authority and that kind of presence and ability to heal. Lord, we have a life that is so special and amazing. And just the fact that we have breath in our lungs today is so beautiful to me. Lord, increase our faith. Help us to have the faith of the centurion. Help us to have the faith of one who believes that you are strong enough to do miracles. Lord, we know that you hold all things in your sovereign hands. We know that you don't always heal. We know that all 100% of us will die. We will die probably from some sort of disease. But we also know that you are a Father who loves us and who does do miracles. So increase our faith today. We give you our friends and family members who are far from you, and we pray fervently that we would have increased faith to believe that you are leaving the 99 and chasing the one, that you love our loved ones far more than we do. And I lift up those people in my life. I have names on the tip of my tongue that I'm not going to say in this podcast, but names of people who are far from you, who I am imploring you, Lord, to save them and to bring them back to you. Help me to have that kind of faith of the centurion, to believe that you have that kind of authority to heal people and to draw them to yourself. Lord, we give you our worries and our cares today. We give you our health and maybe the mysterious things that are happening inside of us. We lay that down, and I pray specifically for those today who are battling chronic illness. That's a hard thing to walk through, and I pray you just be near. Show the person I'm praying for today, show them that you see them, that you are near them, near to them, even in their pain. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. This helps us, this pays for all the engineering of the podcast, as you can imagine. An everyday podcast has a lot of engineering. So thank you for all of you who are Patreon sponsors. And as I sign off today, I just want to let you know that as I was able to drive over the crest of the hill and see the beautiful city of Jerusalem, I'm just reminded of God's plan for all of us, that He loves us and He wants us to live in this kingdom and to do good works and to bear fruit. So that's my commendation to you today from the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. Have a great day.